Tom, thank you so much. Let's pray, shall we? Lord Jesus, we thank you for the hope of the resurrection. Stir that hope in our hearts now as we look at that lovely passage from Matthew's Gospel, Matthew's story of that very day, that resurrection. Amen. I just want to note one thing about Easter. There are four Gospels. We've got Matthew, Mark, Luke and John. I managed to find four Gospels in my house, and they are there, and they're four stories that tell us about the resurrection. What is also is they're not exactly the same. In fact, they're clearly not organized. There's no official party line, you will tell this part of the story and that alone. They very clearly have slightly different takes on it. But there are three common elements that are true to all of three that cover Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The first element that is absolutely true is the tomb is empty. That's absolutely key. The tomb is empty. There's nothing in it. There's some grave clothes, by the way, that's recorded in John's Gospel, but there's no body in the tomb. That's really important. You see, the thing is that the stone had been rolled away by, well, the angels, Matthew tells us, in other Gospels, which just says the stone has already been rolled away. The stone is rolled away, not so Jesus can get out, by the way, but so that we, the disciples, can get in, can look in and can see what's in that tomb. The tomb is empty. That's the first thing that's in common. The second thing that's in common for all these Gospel accounts is that the resurrection is announced. Resurrection is announced. To Matthew's Gospel, it's an angel of the Lord that shares the resurrection. But then actually what happens then, he announces it to the women announce it to the disciples eventually announce it to the world. And so the resurrection is announced. It's a common theme throughout the whole thing. From angels to the women, the disciples to us today, the resurrection is announced, and we're invited to look at the evidence to investigate it ourselves, because it's worth announcing that a resurrection, death is defeated. And the third thing you'll find that's common to all the Gospels is the disciples meet Jesus. The disciples meet Jesus. This is quite important, actually. It's not that he's risen and disappeared. He's risen and is physically present there. We have in our own story, the women came to him, clasped his feet, worshipped him. Later on, the other stories recall that he was physically alive. They touched him, they held him, they ate with him. He ate food with them. In every single way, he was the physically risen Jesus. He is alive. This is quite important, this. The tomb is empty, the resurrection is announced, and the disciples meet Jesus. We can find out the tomb is empty. We can hear the resurrection being announced. And actually, we can meet Jesus today by his Spirit. What we're then encouraged to do, might I say, is if we know that it's there, the tomb is empty, we are encouraged, therefore, to believe. To believe what Jesus said, that he has risen from the dead. To believe what the disciples have said, that he has risen from the dead. Also, the resurrection being announced by the angels, the women, and the women of the disciples, reminds us that this news, this good news, is to be shared. We're to believe this good news, that's what Jesus wants, and we are to share this good news, as the angel did, as the women did, as the disciples did, and as someone has shared with you before, or maybe is sharing with you now. And then, lastly, the disciples meet Jesus. And the most important thing to remind ourselves about that is to rejoice. It's interesting, actually, in Matthew's Gospel, when the women suddenly meet Jesus, what he says to them is greetings. Did you see that in the text? Greetings. The word for greeting is hekete in the original Greek, hekete, which means to rejoice. In a way, Jesus meets the women and he says to them, rejoice. Rejoice, what better thing to say? Of course, if we know the tomb is empty, that Jesus is risen, This is certainly worth sharing with others. Indeed, it is worth rejoicing over. Be glad, rejoice, herete. It's greetings at one level, but it means also to rejoice. This is good news. Death is defeated. Life, eternal life, is given to all who believe. Because why? He is not here. He is risen. It's announced to the women and the angels. He is not here. He is risen. And they share it with the disciples. And they actually rejoice. Disbelievingly at times. But they sort of over the weeks get it more and more. But this Jesus, he is risen. He is risen indeed. May that Easter message encourage us to believe, to share, and to rejoice day by day. Thank you. Amen.